Okay, it's 11 o'clock. Time to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay Special Ad Hoc Committee. Could I get roll call, please?
Roll call will be taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Thank you. This is a time for public comments. Do we have any public on the line by chance?
No one has their hand raised.
Okay. And then for the members of the audience, Brian? Are you Brian?
Yeah.
Please come up.
So this is the first time I've ever done anything like this anywhere. But,
well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, 61 years old. I've lived in a couple different states and many different communities. My life dream was always to live on a lake. And in 2017, I was finally able to do that when I moved here to Discovery Bay on Little Lake. And I really love the community, except for two things that I think is just out of place and needs to be addressed. Item number one is that the roads and the public, you know, landscaping and things like that, it's just really an eyesore, right? You know, there's patches all over the cement and the pavement and all that. When the workers come in and they dig up the street for water or electrical or whatever, they take all this hideous spray paint and make all the markings, which I understand they got to do, but, you know, they leave all that stuff there. And I got to go out there and power wash it off the best I can off of my property and all that. But, you know, just, it doesn't look like a nice community unless you knew that it was in everyone's backyard is the nice community, but in everyone's front yard is not necessarily the roadways and all that stuff. So with that being said, then, you know, there seems to be a lot of these short-term rentals or Airbnbs, you know. I understand that Contra Costa County, you know, has certain guidelines and all that. But I'm just wondering if the Town of Discovery Bay can add additional things. Like one of them that I would imagine would be is if you had a certain minimum, you know, night stay, like say a 5-night stay or something like that. So it wasn't just a weekend crowd coming in to party, you know, and that kind of stuff. You do more like vacations and families and things like that. So that's awesome. And then the last thing on my mind is that I don't know all the details because I've forgotten some of them, but something about, you know, trying to make a new city office building for $13 million. And you'd have to take a loan for $10 million. And I haven't seen where you're at, but given, you know, the streets and the landscaping and all those things that affect the community and all that, than to take a $10 million loan out for some fancy, big, huge office building for just a few people just doesn't seem like a very good way of using the town's resources, especially since, from what I understand, is that us homeowners are going to have to float that $10 million loan. With interest rates the way they are now, that's going to be a big bill for a long period of time. Anyway, that's my only concerns. Otherwise, I love it here and would hope to stay for the rest of my life. Thanks for listening.
Appreciate your comments. Some of those items are not necessarily in our edict, but if you stick around a few minutes after the meeting, I'll be more than happy to point you in the right direction.
And I'll give you my contact information.
Okay, thanks.
Any other public comments?
No answer.
Okay. Audience, then I'll close public comments, bring back the consent calendar. Get a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second. All in favor? Aye. Discussion items. Okay, so after additional conversation, or excuse me, after additional thought and consideration, it seems the logical place for this particular group to move forward is to disband this ad hoc committee and bring the item back to Park and Recs. And the reason for that is, one, it makes more sense because that's the department that would be possibly funding it. And two, it'll allow Park and Recs to have greater ability to not only look at the building from an office standpoint, but also just whatever general amenities that need to be taken care of. So with that, I'll open up to public comments if anyone has any issue with that or any comments about that.
Are you?
Please.
I'm not sure what. So you're saying disband this and put it into Parks and Rec?
Correct.
Because it's their domain, but we're talking about water wastewater funding extra addition. So are they going to contemplate the addition or just?
So the water wastewater will still consider this building as a potential expansion for staff offices. This ad hoc committee was created initially strictly for that as well,
right,
to operate in parallel, but then that limited this committee to only looking at strictly office spaces. So it doesn't allow the committee to look at other things as, you know, whatever necessary upgrades that this building needs,
right,
to make it perform properly.
Okay.
So with that, that's the recommendation of this committee is, like, at least the motion I'm going to make is to disband it and bring it back to Park and Recs and let them continue forward with a greater flexibility.
But they meet like every other month?
They currently meet every month, but there's going to be, if that approved, then with the board's approval, we could also do special meetings. So we could be, it could be a monthly meeting as well.
Hello.
Hello.
I think the problem you're having here just proves what I said to your previous assistant general manager, who got really pissed at me for saying this, that this board hides too much in committee meetings. And in particular, multiple committees is not going to solve a problem. You're going to end up with count. Okay? Two of them count. This needs to be left strictly at the full board level. It's the only way you're going to get to any reasonable resolution of the issues.
Thank you.
I attended the meeting previous to this, and when it was over, I left with exactly the sentiment you just expressed, that there were a number of comments and questions that were raised in the audience, even by you, that were not within the scope of what this committee was charged with doing. And so I agree wholeheartedly with your decision to shift this to a different place. And my reason for that was I could not figure out how you could wisely spend any money or time on this issue about will this building accommodate offices without first deciding as a board what are you going to do with the recreational activities that take
mm-hmm.
place in this building?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just going to abandon them? Are you going to build something else somewhere
yeah.
else at what cost? That question seems to me to be the one that has to get answered first before you then determine, well, should we go ahead and try to put the
yeah.
offices here? My slight concern still is what the gentleman before me just mentioned is that that's not a Park and Rec decision, that's a full board decision as to whether or not you would continue to do those recreational activities. And if so, now, you know, where are you going to house them if this was used that way? And then I could see the Park and Rec folks jumping in on it. And I could see the Park and Rec folks being the ones to consider it since it would be a different source of funding that would build this out or whatever. So thank you for that decision. Like the gentleman before me, I would still encourage it to be taken up by the full board to make that determination about whether or not you're willing to let go of activities that take place in a building, whether it's this building or another building, before you then move on to that next step. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your comments. Anything else? Any other public comments?
No hands raised.
Okay. Then I'll bring it back to make a motion to disband the committee.
I have a question.
Oh, okay.
No, I just, Brian was very passionate about this when we brought it to the board weeks and weeks ago. And I want to make sure that you're 100% comfortable and you're 100% comfortable that it will get looked at and you'll...
My level of passion has not diminished.
Yes.
From the moment I joined Discovery Lake Town Board, the community center has always been my prime ADIC because I feel as a realtor, a community center brings the community together and brings a holistic approach to the whole, you know, the universe. And you're a realtor as well, you probably make sure you agree. So I've always been passionate about it. You know, at the end of the day, I just want to see this building get the necessary upgrades it deserves, mm-hmm. and expand on whatever community services are possible. You know, when the office building came into play, you know, it became very confusing for the board and for all of us, and we're all trying to figure out what the best mm-hmm. approach is. I don't see this moving to the Park and Recs hurting. In fact, I only see it helping, and maybe that should have been taking place before in the first place.
Excellent. But, okay.
So with that being said,
I make a motion that we dissolve the ad hoc committee for looking at the community center district office, looking at the community center for the district.
And moving it to
Park and Rec. Yeah, moving it to Parks and Rec.
Well, I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
And with that, enjoy your weekend.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you all for coming.
Brian, stick around, Doug. I got